It's ESPN Cleveland tonight. We welcome you back. Dave DiNatale, Emmett Golden with you as we take you up until the end of the Indians-Blue Jays game, 10 o'clock, whichever comes quickest. Indians trailing 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Well, it's been a week since the first round of the NFL draft, and there has been a ton of conjecture as to what really happened in the Browns war room as they moved themselves from 26 down to 22 and got in position to draft Johnny Manziel. Boy, we've heard everything this week. We've heard the Browns were all set to take Teddy Bridgewater, changed their minds in the last couple of seconds, and then turned in a card with Johnny Manziel. Well, here's one guy who knows. Browns quarterbacks coach Dowell Loggins. He was on Sports Talk with Bo Mattingly. It's a syndicated show on ESPN Radio in Arkansas, and gives a firsthand account of what happened as the Browns were getting ready to make that pick. Here's Dowell Loggins with Bo Mattingly.
Well, and, you know, through the, I think this is one of the things that interesting story about the draft is we're sitting there and they keep showing Johnny on TV and we're going back and forth. Johnny and I texting, and he shoots me a text and says, I wish you guys would come get me, trade up and draft me because I want to be there and I want to wreck this league together. So when I got that text, I forwarded to the owner and to the head coach. I'm like, this guy wants to be here. He wants to be part of it. And as soon as that happened, Mr. Havinson, I pulled the trigger. We're trading up to go get this guy.
That's it.
Wow. Wow.
So the Browns quarterback's coach received a text from Johnny Manziel as Manziel's stock was plummeting, saying, I wish you guys would come get me.
I want to wreck this league together.
I want to wreck this league together. Loggins then shows the text message to Jimmy Haslam, Mike Pettine, I assume Rain Farmer, and the Browns go draft him. Let me hear it again.
Well, and, you know, through the, I think this is one of the things that interesting story about the draft is we're sitting there and they keep showing Johnny on TV and we're going back and forth. Johnny and I are texting and he shoots me a text and says, I wish you guys would come get me, trade up and draft me because I want to be there and I want to wreck this league together. So when I got that text, I forwarded to the owner and to the head coach. I'm like, this guy wants to be here. He wants to be part of it. And as soon as that happened, Mr. Adams and I pulled the trigger. We're trading up to go get this guy.
Okay, so even before the Browns made the deal, Loggins and Manziel were chatting. Manziel saying, man, I wish you guys would come get me. Let's wreck this league together. Let's wreck it, baby.
Let's wreck this league together. I wish you guys would come. I want to be here.
Does that change how you perceive Johnny Manziel here in Cleveland? Because I've gotten the feeling over the last couple of days, you know, people think, well, you know, boy, Johnny was frowning, you know, as he was waiting in the green room. And, boy, maybe we're not real sure if he wants to be a Cleveland Brown or not. Manziel told Dowell Loggins, who will be his position coach here in Cleveland, I wish you guys would come get me. I want to wreck this league together. Let us know what you think. Does this change how you feel about Johnny Manziel? Are you now all in on Johnny? Because he wanted the Browns to come get him. Let's wreck this league together. Let us know. You can tweet at us at ESPN Cleveland. My Twitter handle is at Dino Cleveland. Emmett's is at eGoldie80. You can also hit us up on Facebook at the ESPN Cleveland page, or you can dial us up 216-578-0850. Dowell Loggins jumping on with Bo Mattingly down in Arkansas. And really now, I mean, we've heard, look, you know, we've heard Ray Farmer's view of what took place in there, and we've heard Johnny Manziel, I'm sorry, we've heard from Manziel, but we've heard Mike Pettine say what was going on in there. But it's interesting now. You've got an assistant who will be Johnny's position coach here in Cleveland now. And the two of them were apparently, it wasn't just one text message. It was multiple text messages. And then as they're going along here, Manziel texts Dow Loggins and says, "Man, I wish you guys would come get me. I want to wreck it with you guys." They forward the text message to Jimmy Haslam and to Mike Pettine. And it was interesting. If you could play that again, especially, I want you to hear the end of it. I want to listen to the end of that.
You know, through that, I think this is one of the things that interesting story about the draft is we're sitting there and they keep showing Johnny on TV and we're going back and Johnny and I are texting and he shoots me a text and says, "I wish you guys would come get me, trade up and draft me because I want to be there and I want to wreck this league together." So when I got that text, I forwarded to the owner and to the head coach. I'm like, "This guy wants to be here. He wants to be part of it." And as soon as that happened, Mr. Adams and I pulled the trigger. We're trading up to go get this guy.
Now, it's interesting, is it not, E? Mr. Haslam said, "Let's go up and get him."
Yeah, let's go pull the trigger. Let's go get him. Yeah,
it's interesting. You know, Mark Munch Bishop texted me, and I could see Munch driving going, "See, I told you." But yeah, Jimmy Haslam wanted this guy. Let's go get him. Answers a lot to me.
Answers plenty to me.
Tells you all you need to know. All right, let's get, again, you can respond to this. After hearing Dow Loggins' account of his conversations with Johnny Manziel on draft night 1 week ago, does that change how you feel about Johnny Football coming to Cleveland? You can hit us up on Twitter, at ESPN Cleveland. My Twitter handle's at Dino Cleveland. Emmett's is at eGoldie80. You can also go to Facebook, the ESPN Cleveland page, or 216-578-0850. Paul is in Cuyahoga Heights. Paul, welcome to ESPN Cleveland tonight.
Hi, guys. How are you doing tonight?
We're good. Good.
Yeah, I tell you what, it makes a lot of difference to me because I also remember the comment when he talked before and he said he wanted to come, you know, thought about coming to the Browns and taking us to the Super Bowl. I want somebody that wants to be here, and it really sounds like for a while he wanted to be here, I think, because he felt he could take a team, which was, let's face it, we stink, and lead us somewhere, and I think that's a big deal to him. That's a challenge. So, yeah, it is a big deal to me that he said that.
Because I think, Paul, you know, I've gotten already some people saying, okay, well, how many other people did Manziel text at the time?
A typical Cleveland fan. Always
well, that's the thing. I'm thinking, man, I found out about this interview that Loggins did with Bo Mattingly down in Arkansas, and Emmett and I were going through the transcript, and that fired me up. I'm like, man, this kid, he's like, man, I wish you guys would come get me. I want to come to Cleveland. And isn't that what we want to hear as fans?
Absolutely, we do. We've got too many people who said we can't get free agents. People don't want to come here. I want this. Now I'm excited that he's here.
All right, Paul, great stuff. Thanks for the phone call. Also, Pat is on with us. Pat, welcome to ESPN Cleveland tonight.
Hey, thanks, guys. I got a question. Did he send that text to other teams, one? And two, when did we get that text? Was it late? I mean, was it getting close to 22? Or did he send us that text the first or second pick?
Well, that's a great question. You know, Loggins didn't say. That's a fair question. I mean, I think you can conjecture that it's probably at the point when Johnny slid maybe past the Vikings, maybe into the teens. But we can only guess. I don't know that.
You know what? We can, and when we come back from break, we can play the entire, you know, 5-minute interview that ends with that segment to put it in give it even more context.
But Pat, it's a very valid question. We'll look forward to finding out here coming up because I mean, it would seem to me, E, I guess it doesn't matter to me when they said it.
Right, doesn't matter to me.
Just
either.
The fact now that. You know, we know as things were going on last Thursday, this kid is texting his future position coach saying, "I want to come play." Essentially, I'm paraphrasing. "I want to come play for you guys. I wish you guys would make it happen because I want to go in and wreck this thing together."
like that. And meanwhile, you have Teddy Bridgewater saying, "I told my agent I don't want to go to Cleveland.
Yeah. I don't want to be there." Interesting stuff. We will get, as Emmett's had a chance to during the segment to get the entire interview, we'll hear more from Dowell Loggins talking with Bo Mattingly on Arkansas Radio. And also, we will check your tweets, your Facebook postings, and you can call us up 216-578-0850. Now that you've heard from Dowell Loggins, does that change how you feel about Johnny Manziel coming to Cleveland? Let us know. ESPN Cleveland Tonight continues on ESPN 850.